Hi, I am Haley Steiner, a CLI presenter. This course is taught by Reverend Henry Reyenga, founder of Christian Leaders Institute and attorney/pastor Brian DeCook. You have now explored sleep as an organic human created by God. You have learned about circadian rhythm, sleep pressure, nighttime thoughts, bodily care, organic male and female sleep patterns, conflict, bitterness, safe touch, marriage intimacy, grief, trauma, medical concerns, nightmares, adult lullabies, spiritual peace, and real-world sleeping conditions. Topic 12 brings these pieces together. The central truth remains: sleep is received, not forced. Better sleep usually grows through gentle practice rather than one dramatic breakthrough. A person may have a peaceful night followed by a difficult night. A helpful routine may work well for several weeks and then need to change because of illness, travel, caregiving, work, menopause, pregnancy, pain, grief, or another life transition. This does not mean the practice failed. Organic humans change, life changes. A sleep in peace rule of life is not a rigid formula. It is a flexible pattern of practices that helps you receive your creaturely design, support your body, welcome scripture and the Holy Spirit, address sleep blocks, and seek wise help. Galatians 6:9 says, "Let's not be weary in doing good, for we will reap in due season if we don't give up." Gentle persistence is different from sleep effort. Sleep effort says, "I must make this work tonight." Gentle practice says, "I will continue caring for my whole life without demanding a particular result." You may notice progress in several ways. Perhaps you check the clock less often. Perhaps you feel less afraid of wakefulness. Perhaps you recognize medical warning signs sooner. Perhaps you speak more honestly with your spouse or household. Perhaps you release bitterness before carrying it into bed. Perhaps you respond to a nightmare without immediately assuming the worst. Perhaps you seek help instead of hiding exhaustion. Perhaps your sleep has not become perfect, but your struggle with sleep has changed. That matters. A difficult night does not erase your growth. Review your practices with grace. Ask, what supported me? What created pressure? What changed in my body or circumstances? What needs to be simplified? What may require professional care? Avoid turning sleep tracking into constant monitoring. Your record should serve understanding, not obsession. You do not need to evaluate every awakening or calculate every lost minute. Look for broad patterns over time. Your 90-day journey should include room for adjustment. You may begin with one morning anchor, one nighttime sentence, one embodied practice, one scripture, and one referral step. That may be enough. Jesus said in Matthew 11:29, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart." The way of Jesus is not frantic. His grace does not shame you into rest. Better sleep grows as you learn to care for the organic human God created without treating your body as a machine. Practice gently, review honestly, adjust wisely, receive grace on difficult nights. Your goal is not to master sleep. Your goal is to walk faithfully with Jesus Christ through the night and into the morning.